turning into a very busy afternoon. Just as we were going off, not going off the air, but heading into news at 4:55, a tweet came out from Jason Kenney saying, "I have resigned as member of the Legislative Assembly for Calgary Lougheed. Thank you to my constituents for the honour of representing them in Parliament and the Legislature over the past 25 years. And in his letter, saying that he'd like to thank the wonderful people of Calgary Lougheed for the privilege of representing them over the past 5 years, goes on to reiterate some of the government's, his government's success, and ends with this reflection. He says, "We are the inheritors of great institutions built around abiding principles which were generated by a particular historical context." Goes on to talk about the Westminster parliamentary democracy. Goes on to say, "I'm concerned that our democratic life is veering away from the ordinary prudential debate towards a polarization that undermines our bedrock institutions and principles." He says, "From the far left, we see efforts to cancel our history. And from the far right, we see a vengeful anger and toxic cynicism, which often seeks to tear things down rather than build up and improve our imperfect institutions." He goes on to say, "As I close 25 years of public service, I do so with gratitude for those who built this magnificent land of opportunity, for their wisdom and sacrifice. And I am hopeful that we will move past this time of polarization to renew our common life together in this amazing land of limitless opportunity." Dwayne Bratt, of course, a political scientist at Mount Royal University, joining me this afternoon. Dwayne, thanks for joining me on the fly. A bit of a surprise.
I don't think it's been a surprise. Rumors were flying yesterday that Kenny was resigning today. It's the first day of the legislative session. It is clear he does not see eye to eye with Daniel Smith on a number of different things, and I just couldn't imagine him sitting as a backbencher. And this fits a pattern we've seen before, right? You know, Stephen Harper didn't quit as leader on the night of the 2015 election. He waited a while and then did it. Alison Redford resigned as premier in March of 2014. And then resigned her seat in August. Mm. Paul Martin did something similar. So I think for a variety of reasons, you know, this was not necessarily unexpected. Now, the timing of it,
yeah,
you know, to do it on Throne Speech Day, to do it on Sovereignty Act Day, you know, that was curious. And I don't know, and I've asked, if he was even at the legislature today for the throne speech. But him leaving, not a surprise. It would have been a bigger surprise
if he had stayed
and participated as a backbench MLA.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I think it, you know, makes a statement, though, you know, that it happened today, and it almost takes a little bit of the attention, or it takes obviously some of the attention away from what happened today. You know,
well,
Premier Smith
did wait. He did wait until the press conference was over. So it's not like he did it in the middle of the press conference, you know. And you read that off. That was, you know, he didn't make a personal attack on anyone. It was just an observation, but a similar observation he's been making for a while.
All right. What happens in Calgary Lougheed moving forward?
Oh, the same thing that's happening in Calgary Elbow. Wait till the May 2023 election. There's no way that there will be a by-election in Lougheed. You know, because there was no by-election in Elbow. They had a by-election in Brooks Medicine Hat, but they didn't do anything in Elbow, and now they're not going to do anything in Lougheed. And the reason, quite simply, is she would be, the UCP is likely to lose both seats. Mm-hmm. Even though Lougheed, they may have a better chance, but how do you have a by-election, you know, in Lougheed? And then you go just a few, you know, not even a mile or so up the road and say, nope, but not you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just going to ignore both of them.
Interesting. There was a report in the Tyee as well today by Charles Rusnell saying that Michaela Fry has been hired as an advisor to Premier Smith. Your take on that?
Quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. She is convinced to resign. She resigns her seat, to spend more time with her family. And then all of a sudden, now she's a paid advisor. Dave Rodney stepped down as a long-serving MLA to open up a seat for Jason Kenney. And then Rodney got appointed as Alberta Council in Houston. So, yeah, I mean, it's business as usual. But I can remember the days when the Wild Rose Party, led by Daniel Smith, would be outraged by this sort of government patronage. Not so much when you're the ones dishing it out, I guess.
Dwayne, before I let you go, of course, the throne speech today, no real surprises in
no,
there.
No, because we saw the throne speech last week on TV, read by Daniel Smith. The news today is not the throne speech. The news today is the Sovereignty Act.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about next.
Yeah, it is completely undemocratic. It gives cabinet and the premier huge sweeping powers to bypass the legislature. It allows the government to direct provincial entities, and by provincial entities, we're talking agencies, municipalities, school boards, post-secondary institutions. I mean, the amount of provincial entities is quite large to violate federal law. I didn't imagine this sort of Sovereignty Act. I thought this would have been about standing up to Ottawa, but this is about consolidating extraordinary powers, emergency powers, in the hands of the Premier and the Cabinet. And so if this bill passes, who knows where we're going to be going. And it was a very testy press conference, and both Shandro and Smith had tough time justifying it because they kept pivoting back to federal overreach. This doesn't solve federal overreach. This, in fact, as I said, is fundamentally undemocratic. That it basically says, you know how a bill becomes a law? We're going to ignore that, and we're going to allow cabinet to unilaterally amend legislation and direct. And it specifically says, I'm just going to pull up the quote here. I've got a bit too many windows open, as you can imagine on a day like this. The last bullet point says, the act doesn't do. We will not allow cabinet to give instructions to private individuals or corporations that aren't provincial entities to violate federal law. Well, read that a different way. It says, we will allow cabinet to give instructions to provincial entities to violate federal law. That is fundamentally against the rule of law.
Dwayne, want to thank you for jumping on with me so quickly on this afternoon. Appreciate it as always. It's going to be fascinating, without a doubt.
Yeah,
never stops.
This will be a long conversation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Dwayne Bratt joining me this afternoon. Of course, a political science professor at Mount Royal University. Jason Kenney resigning as MLA from Calgary Lougheed. So again, expect that seat to remain open till the spring election. You've heard Dwayne's comments, his thoughts on the Sovereignty Act. This sitting of the legislature expected to go through for the next 3 weeks. It's going to be fascinating. The Sovereignty Act introduced today. We'll see.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.